You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired. The Delta variant is making COVID a pandemic of the young. Last Friday, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director Rochelle Walensky called for school districts across the country to abide by the agency's coronavirus guidelines, including universal masking, distancing, and vaccination for those eligible. 22% of U.S. cases reported in the third week of August were children, double what it was at the start of the month. With the school year starting, experts are concerned about protecting kids. Though the young appear to have more battle-ready immune systems, the speed with which Delta can move through an unvaccinated population means they're still vulnerable to disease. In other news, the European Union will recommend travel restrictions for visitors from the United States, removing the country from the region's safe list of places from which people can travel without needing to quarantine or meet more extensive testing requirements. Ultimately, member nations get to decide whether to impose the restrictions. Most European countries allowed American travelers starting in June despite high infection rates. To the ire of many, the United States has yet to reopen to travelers from Europe. And now that more than half of the adult population in India has received at least one COVID shot and the country is manufacturing more and more vaccines, there is hope that it will resume exporting doses within months. In the middle of April, India stopped exporting vaccines to focus on inoculating more people and driving down infections at home. At the time, it had donated or sold 66 million doses to nearly 100 countries. Now, new production lines are being set up, and the Serum Institute of India, the world's biggest vaccine maker, is making AstraZeneca doses at a monthly rate of more than double its April output. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in Tune newsletter at wired.com/TT.